This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 13th, brought to you by the Clean Fuels Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Agriculture Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson released a 38-page summary of his farm bill proposal last Friday with the promise of more details of the legislation pending later this week, that to include a 10 to 20% increase in reference prices for some commodities. Thompson said his door was open to members of the minority to discuss new farm policy. In advance of next week's scheduled markup, American Farm Bureau releasing an action alert today, encouraging members to contact legislators in support of approving new farm policy. AFBF Sam Kiefer says farm policy is finally getting traction on the Hill.
Well, we know that the rank and file members of Congress are starting to pay attention to the important piece of legislation called a farm bill. There's been a lot of conversations from commodity organizations, farm organizations for the last 18 months, but those who don't eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff every day like Farm Bureau does on the Hill, they are starting to key in on the legislation that is moving. We expect Chairman Thompson to release language, the legislative text, this week. A great opportunity for us to remind members of Congress who do and do not sit on the Ag Committee that this is an important thing to pay attention to, and we need to get the ball rolling.
Kiefer says it'll be a challenge to write rules that are effective for production agriculture, but that Washington can't afford.
Our conversations with staff and with the chairman indicate that our request was to make sure that there was an across-the-board increase in reference prices for all commodities. We understand that the lawmakers are trying to sharpen their pencils and make sure they do so within the confines of the amount of money that they have to work with within the farm bill. We too look forward to see what each individual commodity increase might be.
Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas has said he'd offer his own farm bill proposal after Chairman Thompson's action in the House.
Chairwoman Stabenow put her information out there, and we look forward to seeing what Mr. Bozeman and team put on the table. Mr. Thompson has scheduled a markup. We are somewhat concerned that Ms. Stabenow has not yet scheduled a markup, but we look forward to her doing so. In order to get good policy, we need both chambers to act, and we're running out of days on the calendar.
It's not altogether common to see two opposing proposals in the Senate Ag Committee. But Kiefer says the good news is the two sides are talking.
The chairwoman putting language out as a good first step. This is not the first time that different parties had different ideas. Certainly, it's not terribly common to have the chairwoman and the ranking member put out something different. But we also heard the chairwoman say that she wants to negotiate with the other side of the aisle before she schedules the markups.
The House markup session is set for next week. The House markup session is set for next week on the 23rd. USDA reported this afternoon corn planting in the U.S. is still behind last year and the five-year average. As of Sunday, 49% of corn acres were planted. That's 13 points better than last week, but it's 5 points behind the five-year average, and it's 10 points behind last year. The nation's soybean planting progress is 35% complete. That's a point better than the five-year, but 10 points behind last year. U.S. sales of four-wheel drive tractors increased 24% in April compared to last year. That according to new data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Additionally, four-wheel drive tractor sales were up 1.9% year to date. Unit sales of 100-plus horsepower tractors increased in the U.S. April sales up 7.2% year over year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.